BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The Libyan Red Crescent says the number of people who've died in flooding in the city of Derna has risen to 11,000. That figure is expected to grow as the recovery effort continues. Officials estimate that about 30,000 people have been left homeless. In a BBC interview, a former UN special advisor on Libya, Stephanie Turkey-Williams, said it was a depressing situation.
I was in contact with someone who lost 27 members of his family in Derna. So it's impossible to comprehend, to understand the agony and the suffering that these poor people are enduring in Derna and elsewhere in eastern Libya. These are areas that I know well from my time spent in the country.
President Biden's son, Hunter, has become the first child of a sitting US president to be criminally prosecuted. He's been charged with 3 counts of lying when buying a gun while he was a drug user. Here's our Washington correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue.
This goes back 5 years to 2018 when Hunter Biden was a self-acknowledged drug addict. And at the time, he filled in a couple of forms in which the prosecution said he lied about being a drug addict in order to obtain a 38 revolver, which he possessed for 11 days before his then girlfriend threw it in a dumpster. Now, this investigation has been going on since then, and in July, it seemed that prosecutors had reached a plea deal with Hunter Biden where he'd avoid prison. That plea deal fell apart, and here we are with charges and potential further charges on tax issues.
Saudi Arabia has invited Yemen's Houthi government to travel to Riyadh for talks on reaching a permanent ceasefire and sustainable political solution to the war. Sebastian Usher has the details.
This is the first official visit by the Houthis to Saudi Arabia since 2015, when the Saudis launched a military campaign to try to restore the Yemeni government, which the Iranian-backed Houthis had overthrown. After years of bitter conflict, major fighting has all but stopped. Several months ago, there was a flurry of confidence-building measures, including large-scale prisoner exchanges, which raised hopes that the war might finally be coming to an end. This latest diplomatic move, with Houthi officials visiting Riyadh, will revive those hopes, even though major issues still remain unresolved, and Yemen is unlikely to experience genuine stability in the foreseeable future.
Britain, France and Germany have announced they will reimpose sanctions on Iran that were due to expire next month. The European countries said they wanted to deter Tehran from selling drones and missiles to Russia. The sanctions were due to be lifted as part of an agreement that was signed with Iran designed to limit its nuclear program. World News from the BBC. The father, stepmother and uncle of a 10-year-old girl who was found dead at her home in England last month have been charged with her murder after returning to the UK from Pakistan. The three who lived with Sara Sharif left Britain for Pakistan the day before police found her body on the 10th of August. A post-mortem examination found the girl had sustained multiple and extensive injuries. The Moroccan authorities have announced plans to fund the rebuilding of about 50,000 homes damaged by last week's earthquake. They'll provide more than $13,000 each for the reconstruction of homes which have been completely destroyed and $8,000 for those partially damaged. Workers at the three biggest car makers in the American city of Detroit are poised to go on strike, with just a few hours left to reach a pay agreement. If it goes ahead, it would be the first time workers at General Motors, Ford and Stellantis have all walked out. Our North America business correspondent, Michelle Fleury, is in Detroit.
The United Auto Workers Union argues its members were never compensated after the 2008 financial crisis, when they made sacrifices to help save General Motors, Ford and Stellantis, which today enjoy big profits. Workers are pushing for a 40% pay increase over the duration of the 4.5-year contract. The big three American carmakers say they've made generous offers and that it is the union that's not serious about getting a deal done. If the strike happens, it could deal a significant blow to the US economy.
And the president of the Dominican Republic says that he will close land and sea borders with neighbouring Haiti from Friday in a dispute over a shared waterway. President Luis Abinader said that the planned construction of a canal on the Haitian side of the Massacre River violated several border treaties between the two nations and called for its immediate cessation. The Haitian authorities say that it will be used for irrigation. BBC News.